Well, hello and welcome to this next episode of Big Brother's Happy Hour. See, tonight we have a lovely little theme going on. It's going to be the songs of general human indecency. You have anything to say about that, Quaznark?
Not really.
He never really has much to say about anything. How do you feel about that, Michael?
About that I don't have much to say about anything?
Yes, how do you feel about that?
I don't have much to say about it.
All right, then, I guess you should just start playing some music. Well, apparently he's being a schmo. So since he's being a schmo, I'm going to have to save you all because I'm just that great. I'm going to save us all. Here we go. Aren't I great? I know. I'm full of myself. Turn mine down.
Say goodbye, lose your friends, make them go, don't need them around. 'Cause it's time, lose your friends, make them go. Was never supposed to be like this. They were too weak, too prone to break. Their knees too deep, their skin too thin. By now you took what you this far.
gets close, but I choke. Take your shit, take your clothes, and get out of my home. Well, I want you to love me, or I want you long gone. You say your real name is John. Hey, thanks, John. Go sing songs, go rock on. Roll your crew on down the road to the next sold out show. Think you can get up above me? Well, I want you to know that you're a figure of fun to everyone neath the Lone Star neon blue broken sign. But they wish they were you, like I wish you were mine. What a dumb thing to do. How come I shout goodbye when God knows I just want to make this white lie big enough to climb inside with you? Another day lost and gone, clipping pages from the news for the senator's son. Oh, he just strolls through the lobby and glad hands everyone. Another day tossed and done. I go home, take off clothes, smoke a bowl, watch a whole TV movie. I was supposed to be writing the most beautiful poems and completely revealing divine mysteries up close. I can't say that I'm feeling all that much at all. At 27 years old, I'm disgusted with desire by the guys who conspire at the only decent bar in town. And they drink MGDs and they wish they had me, like I wish I had fire. What a sad way to be. What a girl who got tired. So I wonder who you got your hooks in tonight. Was she happy to be hooked and on your arm? Did she feel alive, her head all right? Thank you. this man, he is funny. The right to get rich is in the Constitution. Talk of corruption, reach insurrection. Elected to power and suspend self-interest. You and I, we are satellites. It's a shame. You and I, we are satellites.
Well, deeply apologize for the gigantic fuck-up so far this evening. I'm going to blame it all on my co-host, even though realistically speaking, it is split between both of us. Would you like to say something, co-host Quaznark?
Sorry?
Oh, yeah, he's very good at apologizing. And with that, we will be putting on Timbuk 3.
Elections are planned distractions to divert attention from the action behind the scenes. Like a game of chess when the house is a mess, or a petty money squabble when your marriage is in trouble, or a football game when there's rioting in the streets. It's just another movie, another song and dance, another poor sucker who never had a chance. It's just another captain going down with the ship, just another jerk taking pride in his work. How the poor magician I could never understand. You can't make tears disappear through sleight of hand. From the bottom of my heart, off the top of my head, words were pulled like rabbits from a hat, but nothing was said. It was just another movie, another song and dance, another poor sucker who never had chance. Was just another captain going down with the ship, just just another jerk taking pride in his work. Up my living room. I got nothing more to prove. I got no reason to move. And when I'm tired of the program, when it's taking its toll, I can press a button and change the channel by remote control. But it's just another movie, another song and dance. Another poor sucker who never had a chance. It's just another captain going down with the ship. Just another jerk taking pride in his work. Just another jerk taking pride in his work. Just another jerk taking pride.
The park bench could make a
the smartest monkeys.
Something to wear on your sleeve of sleeves, so you swear you just saw a feathery woman carry a blindfolded man through the streets. Showered and blue blazer, fill yourself with quarters. Showered and blue blazer, fill yourself with quarters. You get mistaken for strangers by your own friends when you pass them at night. Silver city bank lights, coming home and on.
others. I'll be like a brother. I will protect you, never disrespect you. But if you need love, then I'll be here to sex you. Angel girl in a cold, dark world. I'm gonna be your man. I'm gonna be the angel girl in a cold, dark world. I'll make you understand. It might take a while to get with the style of life at the end of the miracle mile, but you're gonna love the rising above all the trash that is sweeping you under the rug. I'm gonna be
listen to The Smartest Monkeys by XTC, Mistaken for Strangers by The National, and Cold Dark World by Weezer. Do you have anything to add, Quaznarg?
Do I ever have anything to add, Chris?
Oh, fuck you.
Excuses and she doesn't use.
right, that was State of Massachusetts by Dropkick Murphys. Up next is Ben Folds' Belinda.
Every night around this time, he has to sing Belinda. Belinda, I love you, don't leave me, I need you. He tried to stop a while back, but what is he without her? A one-hit wonder with no hits is what he is. And anyway, he always hears how much it means to people. There's a lot of 40-somethings who wouldn't be in the world without it. So now he does it with this lyric in his head. Belinda, I loved you. I'm sorry that I left you. I met somebody younger on a plane. She had big breasts and a nice smile. No kids either. She gave me complimentary shares. To hear the song he wrote for Cindy. Cindy, I love you, I need you, don't leave me. And he can't blame them, they can tell his heart was never in it. And Cindy never liked it, but she never much liked him. Self-loathing while the old folks in the audience sing along, and he smiles and waves the mic at them so they can do the chorus. But he's not there, he's somewhere else. He's with Belinda.
You see, the thing about my co-host Quaznarg is that he's trying to give me shit because for a little while there I was speaking too loud. It makes him feel better because he's always speaking too quietly on this show.
But the important thing is that if I keep talking for long enough, this song actually has a little secret bit at the end. It's great. You just listened to Belinda by Ben Folds. It's about, obviously, an ex-rock star with a flame for a woman named Belinda I made a song out of, got big over. And it's intricately constructed around the entire sort of chorus line of that original song. And Ben Folds himself expressed some concern over being able to create just the right sound for this chorus, because that's, in fact, what the rest of what you just listened to is based off of. And, you know, I thought I talked long enough to get to the point. Oh, here it is. There's it. It's quite good. It's quite nice. Quasnarg apparently didn't know the backstory behind that. Fie upon thou, Quasnarg. Do you have anything to say in your defense?
No, it's all my fault.
Will you, speak louder and tell the audience what they're listening to next?
Okay. Up next, you're listening to Uncle Tupelo's Black Eye.
But he didn't speak louder.
He had a black eye. Was proud of, like some of his friends, made him feel somewhere outside of everything and everywhere he'd been. Like his brothers, he emptied himself and played it safe. Like their father, he wanted to remember, but he almost always forgot what he was gonna say. Black eye, black eye. When he realized that this one was here to stay, he took down all the mirrors in the hallway and thought only of his younger face. Black eye, black eye.
All right, it wouldn't be fair if I didn't mention, you know, trigger warnings for this next song. It's got hyperviolence, drug overdose, and suicide.
That being said, it's still great, so if you don't think you'll be triggered, listen to it.
Yeah, it really is pretty fantastic.
Mr.
Mrs. Jones taught me English, but I think I just shot her son. 'Cause he owed me money with a bullet in the chest. You cannot run. Now he's bleeding in a vacant lot, the one in the summer where we used to smoke pot. I guess I didn't mean it, but man, you should have seen it. His flesh explode, slow motion, see me let go. We tend to die young, slow motion, see me let go. What a brother knows, slow motion, see me let go. Now the cops will get me, but girl, if you would let me, I'll take your pants off. I got a little bit of blow we could both get off. Later bathing in the afterglow, two lines of coke got cut with Drano, and her nose starts to bleed. A most beautiful ruby red. Slow motion, see me let go. We'll remember these days. Slow motion, see me let go. Urban life decays. Slow motion, see me let go. And at home, my sister's eating paint chips again. Maybe that's why she's insane. I shut the door to her moaning, and I shoot smack in my veins. Wouldn't you see my neighbors beating his wife? Junkie wino creep. Hollywood glamorized my wrath. I'm a young urban psychopath. I incite murder for your entertainment. 'Cause I needed the money. What's your excuse? The joke's on you. Slow motion, see me let go. Oh yeah. Slow motion, see me let go. Slow motion.
So, yeah, good shit.
How's that for human indecency?
That was Slow Motion by Third Eye Blind. What's the next song, Quasnarg? I can't read.
Okay, Chris. That's Ockerville Rivers, singer-songwriter.
Quas.
Directed films that your mom did publicity for.
At this time, I expect my co-host to say something before I introduce the next song.
Something.
Fucking hate it when he does that.
Terrible.
All right, so far we've done Human Indecency as songs, but what if we did some human indecency in the form of a song and history? Oh, yeah!
Immediately after the third invasion of the Peloponnesians, the island of Lesbos revolted from the Athenians. They were quickly subdued by the Athenian fleet. After deliberating as to how they should punish the city of Mytilene, in the fury of the moment, the Athenians determined to put to death the entire adult male population, regardless of whether they took part in the rebellion, and to make slaves of the women and children. They accordingly sent a trireme to communicate the decree to Paces, commanding him to lose no time in dispatching the Mytileneans. The morrow brought repentance with it, and reflection on the horrid cruelty of a decree which condemned a whole city to a fate merited only by the guilty. The Athenians now proceeded to a second vote, in which the show of hands was almost equal, although the motion to execute the guilty, but leave the innocent undisturbed, carried the day. Another trireme was at once sent off in haste, for fear that the first might reach Lesbos in the interval, and the city be found destroyed, the first ship having about a day and a night start. Were provided for the vessel by the Mytilenean ambassadors, and great promises made if they arrived in time, which caused the men to use such diligence upon the voyage that they took their meals of barley cakes kneaded with oil and wine as they rowed, and only slept by turns while the others were at the oar. Luckily, they met with no contrary wind, and the first ship making no haste upon so horrid an errand, while the second pressed on in the manner described. The first arrived so little before them that Paces had only just had time to read the decree and to prepare to execute the sentence, when the second put into port and prevented the massacre. The danger of Mytilene had indeed been great.
The men who know how to speak know the words that work you up. Decision you made before you went to sleep, at least this time you woke up and felt differently. It wasn't hard to calculate who wants violence, raise your hands. But it's not like we didn't protest, we're only 51% unmerciful.
Well, my co-host Kwasnarg and I have had a great time. I said Kwasnarg. That was a little weird. It's Kwasnarg. We've had a great time. Anything to say there, Kwazi?
We're sorry for the first half.
Yeah, the first half was pretty terrible, but to celebrate the fact that we're done, we're going to play you out with some pretty fucking ridiculous music. It's Sexualizer off the EP Sexualizer, and the name of the artist is Perturbator.